This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com, trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Circumstances should never get in the way of a segment when you like it as much as I like this one. This is 1911 University. The headmaster there is Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. How you doing, sir?
Good. How are you?
I got questions for you today. I just had another sponsor on the show who teaches people to be gunsmiths, right? And I was curious, where did you begin? Did you start with Mr. Marvell, or did you start somewhere else and then work your way up to him? How did you become Chambers Custom?
Oh, I hopped right in the fire with Bob. I never went to gunsmithing school. I never went to machinist school. All that is self-taught for me. So, you know, I worked with Bob for 3.5 years. And then, you know, when I started my own shop, I was on my own. And from there, the learning has never stopped.
Right.
That's why, you know, I tell people I'm a student of the gun. People are like, oh, you're a master, blah, blah, blah. Nah. I mean, maybe you think so, but I don't call myself that. I prefer to call myself a student of the gun because I always, you know, I want to always be learning, making new stuff, creating, you know, designing, figuring out problems, solving things for people.
Well, and I understand that, but at the same time, do you think someone with pretty good mechanical, a good mechanical touch, good feel for the tools and everything, can they get a pretty good running start if they go to a school like a gunsmithing school to figure out what it is they want to do and specialize in and that kind of stuff?
I used to think that. I really did. And in some regards, yeah. I mean, like the young man that just recently came to work for us, he went to a gunsmithing trade school. I won't say which one because it's not relevant.
Right.
And we talked about his experience there. And, you know, basically they taught him how to use a mill and lathe. And he did some gun-related projects. But from what I can tell, most of these gunsmithing schools that I've seen or heard about or talked to people that have gone to, you know, they offer a very short block of speciality in different things just to kind of wet your whistle or whatever. But they're not focusing. Like, you can't go to, aside from, you know, the classes that I teach or the classes that Marvel, I think he still teaches some. You can't really go to a gunsmithing school and learn just 1911 for an extended period of time.
Well, right.
You know, so, I mean, is it, I think personally, this is what I tell guys that want to get into gunsmithing. would be better off to go to a two-year trade school and learn how to run a mill and a lathe and then maybe even a CNC than you would to spend your money on gunsmithing schools. Because, you know, there's things like Kevin learned how to make a stock from scratch out of a block of wood. Well, nobody does that. Ever. Right? I mean, all stocks for the most part now, except for if you're talking about going to work at Purdy or, you know, some European gun company, and even those gun companies, they're roughing those stocks out on a duplicating machine, on a CNC duplicator. So it's a neat skill to, you know, hobby in, I guess, but it doesn't have a practical application. And so what do you, you spend all these hundreds of hours learning how to do this and for what? You know, I mean, they teach them how to make a octagon barrel out of a round barrel with files. Well, cool story. If I want an octagon barrel, I'll just buy it.
Well, I mean, yeah. I look at gunsmithing schools this way. I mean, if you look at the Army and their special operations school, when you graduate from Ranger School, you're going to have conquered a number of things. You're going to have learned how to operate with no sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have learned how to do every obstacle known to man. You are going to be a land navigation genius. But all of that specific ranger stuff that you signed on for, that you are trying to qualify to do, you're now qualified to do it, but you're not really going to be taught that till you get to your unit, if you're actually right. In a ranger battalion. Because not everybody who goes to ranger school actually becomes a ranger. There's only two ranger battalions out there today. Same with special forces. So I sort of look at... I look at these schools as sort of giving. I mean, I'm sort of thinking about just for the fun of it, just doing it myself, because I don't know anything about this kind of stuff, and it interests me a great deal. But at the same time, I know, for example, that you know there are gifted individuals that just come out there, look at a gun, and say, "Wow, look at this! Wow, this must do this," and they're getting it right, just because they have that mind, that engineering mind, and not everybody's born with that, but they might have the passion, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I just wondered about that. I think most gunsmiths, around here, there's nobody. There's only a couple of guys that have tried to open gunsmith shops per se. And now what they're trying to do is they're trying to get a couple of gun shops to refer all of their gunsmithing to them, and they're now like mobile gunsmiths where they go pick it up and take it back to the shop and do something to bring it back to them. They're not having anybody coming to them. They're going to picking up the work themselves. So,
right. Yeah, and, you know, I've said for years, owning a gunsmith shop, right, where you do gunsmithing, is a good way, you know, to make a base living.
Right.
But I don't know any basic gunsmiths, you know, general gunsmiths, if you will, that do anything more than make a basic living. I mean, they make a basic living wage. Because, you know, the farmer walks into your shop and he's got a .22 that was made in the 1930s and it doesn't work because it was left in a shed and it's filled with mud dauber nests. How much can you charge him for this? You know? I mean, the gun's only worth $50.
Right.
So if you hit him up for $300 to make it work and clean it out and, you know, fix it properly, oh, he's going to freak out. And so, you know, you got to look at those kind of things respectively. And, you know, we had a great local gunsmith here. He just actually, he closed his doors tomorrow. Lester of Lester's Guns, I helped him get started in the business. And he was a great, you know, he was great at what he did. But he realized pretty early on that if he wanted to make any more money than just a basic little income, that he had to sell guns online. You know, he had to take in used guns and sell them on GunBroker.
Right. Hang on for me right there. We're coming up on the break, Chambers Custom. This is where you find out which gun you want to get into. If you're looking for the working man's gun, that's where you would find it. If you're looking for some of the specialty professional series guns, that's where you would find them, ChambersCustom.com. We'll be right back talking to Joe Chambers. This is 1911 University, and this is Lock and Load.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. Talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. This is 1911 University. And one thing that Joe has discovered that we've talked about a lot of times here is that in the old days, and you correct me if I'm wrong, because you've seen more of these guns than I have. I've only ever encountered a handful of them. In the old days, 1911s, the single stack 45s, there weren't that many building them, and most of them were pretty good guns, weren't they?
Yeah, they're good. I mean, are you talking about custom builds?
Well, I mean, custom builds was a new thing, wasn't it? And back in the 70s and the 60s and the when did we start seeing the custom gun?
Well, you started seeing it shortly after Colt brought their commercial models out in the 50s. There were some incredibly talented gunsmiths in the mid to late 50s that came out and started building guns, and on into the 60s, like Giles and Ballard and what's the guy out at Armand Swenson, Bob Chow. I mean, these dudes, they were extremely talented for their time and for what they had to work with. But yeah, I mean, it's important to remember that, you know, the 1911 was synonymous as a Colt until probably around the 70s, the mid to late 70s, when you first started seeing offshoot companies. And I think the 80s is when Springfield came out, and in the late 90s, 97, 98, is when you saw Kimber. And so at that point, you really had three big companies, Colt, Springfield, and Kimber. There were a few other smaller companies that made 1911s, but not like we see today.
So let's zip forward now. When the striker-fired guns came out, everybody that tried to rush to market to try to catch Glock, because Glock was the first one to really commercially be successful at it. They weren't the first striker-fired gun, polymer gun, but they were successful at it. Most of the guns that came out then, and the Glocks as well, most of those guns at their time had to be, in order to bring it to a level to where it was semi-competitive with a base, decent grade 1911, they had to be highly customized, didn't they?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, when you look at a Gen 1 Glock, it's a very basic gun.
Yeah.
You couldn't shoot lead bullets through it. I mean, plastic sights, the whole nine yards. But over the years, you know, there's a ton of companies that came out and started, making options for them. And kids these days, you know, like the young man that works for us now that sits next to me, Kevin, you know, he I don't even know, was he alive when the assault weapons ban went into effect?
I mean, that's 94. 94.
Yeah, so 94. So
he would have to be 27 years old.
Yeah, he just turned 27, so he was born then. You know, so he doesn't know what the whole before was like or during. You know, because he was just a little kid. He never saw, you know, Glock LE magazine selling for $200 at gun shows. He never saw, you know, Colt 30-round GI AR mag selling for $129 at gun shows. That, you know, it doesn't compute to him. He gets on, you know, someplace like Gun Mag Warehouse on the internet, and he buys brand new 30-round mags for $7. So yeah, times have certainly changed.
So here's my question. Now, since you have started 1911 University and you've started your Instagram stuff, where you look at the very heavily customized Let me put that in quote, heavily customized, end quote, 2011, 1911s out there and everything, and you actually take a good look at them. Now, the converse is happening, because now it's like the heavily customized, some of these heavily customized 2011 guns, not nearly as much taken care is taken when they're putting these things out. And on the other hand, they've taken these striker-fired guns, just the production values on the striker-fired guns have made even like guns like the Taurus G3, they come with forward serrations, they come with a textured grip, they come with a little bit of a massage trigger, not much, but something. And now most of the striker-fired guns that are on the market are decent, aren't they?
Yeah, I would say so. You know, and I think a lot of that, you know, the cosmetic enhancements that you see, this is just my opinion, but I think that a lot of the cosmetic enhancements that you've seen over the past 5 to 10 years come about are an indirect or sometimes even a direct result of 20 years of GWAT.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you have 20 years of dudes testing stuff in real-life combat situations and coming home and starting companies and going, or going to work for companies and going, hey, if this is going to be a defensive carry pistol, it needs XYZ. Has to have that. Well, how do you know that? Because I used a pistol in combat, and this is what I found deficient, or this is what I found to be, you know, good. And so you're seeing that more and more, that influence, not just with pistols either, with rifles. You know, you look at, and you and I have talked about this, you look at where AR-15s were 30 years ago versus where they are today, and it's like, oh, wow, that's completely different. Yes, yes it is, because we learned a lot in 20 years of fighting with an AR-15 style rifle, an M16, you know, a lot of stuff was learned. And so, yeah, I think there's some, you know, I think there's some decent, there's some decent options out there if a guy wants a striker-fired gun. I mean, I tell, anytime I get the question about, you know, well, what if you didn't build guns and you were going to own only one pistol ever, Glock 19, that's what I would own. Do I love the Glock? Nah. Do I hate the Glock? Nah. Is the Glock 19 a perfectly serviceable weapon? Absolutely. Is it almost stupid proof? Yes.
Hang on right there, if you will. I want to talk. Talking to Joe Chambers, this is 1911 University, talking about a little bit of a flip-flop that's a little disturbing. Joe's not involved in those acrobatics, but he does observe it quite a great deal. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After being charged with four counts of homicide, involuntary manslaughter, the parents of the school shooter in Oxford, Michigan are on the run, last being seen in their car when appearing for court over a video conference. Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard joins Fox News and explains why police cannot find the parents.
We were notified by the prosecutor's office that she was going to issue charges. then we went to move to arrest the parents. And at that point, a little later in the morning, the attorney said, the parents are now non-responsive.
President Biden has signed a bill extending government funding. He did so hours before the government runs out of money. The extension pushes existing funding into mid-February. The House and Senate passed what's known as a continuing resolution Thursday night. USA Radio News. The new COVID variant is spreading to at least five states. Omicron was first reported in California and is now in Colorado, New York, Minnesota, and Hawaii. Experts are especially concerned because of the high number of mutations, but don't know yet how dangerous it is. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky joins ABC's Good Morning America and reminds us,
today we have 90,000 new cases of COVID-19 every day, and that about 99.9% of them continue to be Delta. So we can't lose sight of the fact that the vast majority of what we have here in the United States is Delta.
The latest round of talks to revive the Iran nuclear deal will end today. European and Iranian officials said the indirect talks between the United States and Iran will come to an end with a formal meeting in Vienna. Diplomats from Iran, France, Germany, Britain, China, and Russia reportedly hope to resume talks next week. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, hand guards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. One thing that you did, now, when you started your video series that you started on Instagram where people are sending you guns saying, well, this is this way and this is that way, will you take a look at it? Did you think that what you were going to find was going to be a bunch of things that maybe somebody should have thought twice about before they sent out the door?
Oh, yeah, I knew that was the case already. You know, I was talking to a buddy of mine a couple of weeks ago who works at a big manufacturing shop, and he was telling me, he gave me a great compliment. He says, you know, you of all people are qualified to do these reviews because you've seen thousands of them over the years, thousands of different guns. And it's true. You know, a lot of guys work in a shop or whatever, and they see that shop's brand only, or they only work on Colts or Springfields. And I've been in a unique position over the past 14 and a half years now that I've seen guns from literally, I mean, you probably couldn't name a maker that I haven't seen a gun from, honestly. And every time I get one in, I get to take it apart, look at it, check it out, see what the workmanship was like for that era, or, you know, even if it's modern, and get to, you know, put the measuring stick to it, so to speak, as I'm working on it, or, you know, sometimes clients have just sent stuff in for me to look at. And so it's been exciting, you know, to put that knowledge together and now be able to disseminate it to people that want to learn. You know, and somebody asked the other day, this is, well, you know, do you ever get any blowback from these companies? Well, sure. You know, I mean, that's part of the business. If you're going to review people's work, you're going to get blowback. But at the end of the day, my statement stands. The math don't lie. 3.14 is always pi. If either it measures up or it doesn't. And, you know, you can say, well, those are your specs, Joe. That's how you build guns. That doesn't mean that's how everybody else should build guns. And that's a correct assessment, in your opinion. I look at it and go, you know, if you're charging X amount of dollars for a particular type of item, then there should be a quality standard that is expected. You know, if I go buy a Ford F-150, I have a quality expectation. Versus if I go buy a McLaren 360, there's completely different quality expectations based on the price point. And so when you get guns in that are at that certain price point and they don't at least meet the quality expectations, it's like, wow, okay, well, this is just the truth of it.
Do you think some of these companies have decided to sell a silhouette, you know, a look? I mean, and the interesting thing about this is your guns, which are actually honed pieces of technology. I mean, obsessively honed pieces of technology. Yours are not based upon the trendy silhouette of most of these semi-custom guns nowadays. Do you think they're trying to sell this because how long does it take to get a gun from one of these houses that people send you guns from? Most of the time is a year, something like that?
Yeah, 6 months to a year.
Do you think that the people that get them, do the people that are ordering them, do they have some savvy when it comes to the platform, or are they wooed by the romanticized idea that this is America's gun taken to the next level?
Oh, I think there's some of both. You know, I think there's absolutely people that are getting these guns that have knowledge and think they're getting a good item. And I think there's people that buy based on, you know, all kinds of nostalgic feel, and they like the looks of it, and, you know, whatever. But nobody, up until, you know, I started doing these mathematical reviews, nobody had ever put out there to the general public, this is the math, and this is why it matters. And it's not, and that second part is super important, Bill. It's not that this is just the math. It's one thing to be able to tell me the math. It's a completely other thing to be able to tell me why that math matters, what it's going to cause the gun to do. And people, you know, anybody could make up reasons, right? But it's time in the game.
Can I tell you what I think my reason, you want to know what my reason is with this?
Sure.
So I have owned a custom gun from one of the more mainstream companies. They start with a K and end with an R.
Yeah.
And in the instructions of this, they told me that to break it in, I had to fire this gun 500 times. Mm-hmm. So in other words, in order to break it in, I had to grind down the slide fit from within by having the slide run under pressure 500 times.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to me, while that's not ever uniform, And I know that you are very obsessed with fit. And these guys leaving, isn't that sort of leaving it to chance when you get out there and say it'll grind itself down?
Well, of course. Of course. You know, and it's, but when you're pumping out, you know, on a semi-custom basis, when you're pumping out 3,000 to 5,000 guns a year, you can't expect those guns to be all perfectly hand fit.
Right.
Right. Which is why it begs the question, why do they cost as much as a less expensive full custom gun from some companies? Doesn't make any sense.
No.
You know, if you're going to build a gun, and this is, I go back to this all the time, if you're going to build a gun that has basically the same specs as a 1950s Colt commercial model, why are you charging $5,000? The cosmetics are certainly not worth $5,000. Not in my opinion. I mean, they are in some people's opinions because they buy them because they like the way they look, and that's totally
sure.
cool.
Sure.
But when you look at the long term sustainability of it, you're like, if the truth ever came out, what's going to happen? Well, we don't know. I mean, now the truth is coming out, and there's a small community of people, most of whom follow me on Patreon or Instagram, who get to see the math. You know, they've chosen to take the path that. They get to see the math, good, bad, or indifferent. And, you know, I've had guys email me and be like, man, you crushed my soul with that review because I have three of those. And I'm like, sorry.
Crushed my soul.
I'm not saying.
Hang on for me.
Hang on for me.
We're coming up on the last break. And talking to Joe Chambers, 1911 University. I couldn't stand to not have it this week, so I called him the other day and said, hey, can we shift you? And he was quite gracious about saying yes. And we're going to talk about, I want to ask him about a question about something we've been talking about on the side. We'll do that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news! High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Joe Chambers and ChambersCustom.com. And I know this is 1911 University, but Joe.
Wait a second. Before you go into that.
Yeah.
I just want to clarify one thing.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that these semi-custom guns aren't worth the price. That's up for the buyer to determine.
Sure.
All I'm saying is people deserve to know the math so that they can evaluate it for themselves whether or not it's worth them spending their money on.
Yes, but this is what I will say. This is what I will say. For those of you out there considering the math, for those of you looking at the math and the price and the gun, if you want a gun that you, when you get it, you know that you're not going to have issues with it and you have to send it to somebody like Joe, it's far easier for you just to buy a Chambers custom gun because you're already in the ballpark when you start looking at these other guys. And Joe, he strangles these pistols before they leave him. He takes them through every possible test that he expects you to do, and then he will not release them until he's got the fit right, he's got the reaction right, he's got the recoil right, the trigger feel right. I mean, I would hate to see the checklist that they go down. So that's what I'll say. That's all I'll say. Let's move on to something fun, shall we?
Yes.
So the other day,
you just sent me.
You saw those?
Yeah, I just got it. I'm excited.
Yep. The other day, I sent Joe a picture of my Henry's X 4570 lever gun. Now, Henry's is not a sponsor of mine. I found this in a shop. I paid my own money for it. All the parts that I put on it, I paid my own money for it. But I did this because I was intrigued, because so many of these tactical guys are out there, and they're taking the lever gun and sort of jacking it up, sort of cyberpunking it, making it a little more functional, maybe for somebody like me that's, you know, used to box magazine fed weapons and stuff like that. So I was intrigued by this. So I built this 4570, and it's sort of jacked up. So I sent a picture of this to Joe. So Joe sends me back a text going, "Hey, how much you want for that?" I was like, "Joe, I just got it built. I don't want nothing for it. I want to own it and everything." He said, "I can't find one of those to save my life." So, to that end, we did a little emailing, and I believe anybody can do this. I don't think that anything special was done. But I emailed Henry saying, "We don't want you to give us nothing. We just want you to point out where a 4570 is." So now they have pointed out where a 4570 is, and Joe, I presume you're going to go and get it.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to order directly from them, which is great.
Yeah. Well, Joe can do that because Joe's an FFL, so that makes it easier for him to do that, and that's why I thought this would be a good idea to put it together with him. I can't do it.
I mean,
they can't sell directly to me. I would have to get them to send it to an FFL as well. But I'm curious, what are you going to do with it? You going to do anything with it?
I'm going to kill deer with it.
Yeah, you going to do any of the Ranger Point Precision mods to it?
Yeah, I think so. I like their hand guard. I looked at that. I like the little shell caddy. I'm going to add that. You know, one of the things I liked about the gun that you sent me pictures of, it has a threaded barrel. I have a can, so I'm going to run a can on it. I'm going to put a red dot on it. I was talking to Fish about it last night. He's running the Vortex Spark dots on top of his.
Right.
So I think that's what I'm going to run on it myself. It's a toss-up. I like the Spark dot. I also like the Holosun that's very similar to it. So we'll see. But I'm going to run a red dot on it for sure.
I see a lot of people running pistol Holosuns on it.
Yeah, you know, I thought about that, and then I was like, you know, I'm going to be running it in cold, wet, rain, snow, mud in the woods, and I want something that has an enclosed emitter on it. And so I could run a 50, I could run a 509T, but I don't think there's a way to mount that to a pick rail yet. So I would have to machine something. So I'll just run the round one.
And I hadn't thought about that. Had not thought about that.
Yeah.
Now I'll make one other suggestion to you. You need to go get the top rail and Ghost Wing sight set from XS Sights.
XS, that's what you said. Yeah, XS Sights.
Yeah.
For the top rail. Yeah.
Yeah. Although Ranger Point Precision makes one as well, but XS Sights, I prefer XS Sights. If I don't have optics, I have XS Sights on mine.
Right. And then I'm going to put, you know, I'll put a, I'll probably end up putting a small-bodied mod light on there just because I like light, and I might use it to shoot raccoons in the dark. Who knows? You know, I mean, no kidding, Bill. I got pictures. I'll have to forward you a couple of pictures that I got.
Are the Nebraska raccoons, are they like man-eaters?
They're 40 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're as big as four giant bowling balls. They're huge. So I got to do some eradication.
I understand.
Of raccoons. And then I was talking to Fisher about it, and he says, "Man, I got a ton of once-fired brass. So I'm going to get some brass. I'm going to get some bullets. I'm going to load some loads up and see what I can do with it." I'm excited about it. I've always wanted a 4570. You know, I have an original Shiloh Sharps 45-120.
Yeah.
But that thing's like 6 feet long. So this will be
awesome. I'll tell you, the last thing I've got coming, which I haven't gotten yet, but I found this guy that has an Etsy shop, and what he does is he sews these elastic little cards that'll hold six rounds of 45-70, and I'm just going to Velcro that onto the right hand side of the stock, back behind. So then I'll have six rounds in the rear, six rounds up front, and I'm getting three of these cards, so I can carry two extras, because I'm still sort of a capacity kind of guy, even though I can't load this. You know, you can't load this thing very fast at all. But one thing I will tell you.
Do you load it from the front, or are you loading it from the side gate?
Well, once you put the rail on, you can't load it from the front, because you're obscuring it at that point.
Okay.
Now you can if you take the spring guide out of the way, all the way, you could drop them down into the tube, but you can't use that gate. that's already there that looks like a finger-sized little gold spot up there on the barrel. But, I mean, it's going to be fantastic. I can't wait to get this thing out and shoot it. I've got the Comet muzzle device on it, which is going to, they say it takes it down from feeling like a 12-gauge to feeling like a 410. But when you get yours done, you know, I told this guy that when we get this done, we're going to do some sort of a media thing with this. So I'm going to need you to get out there. Maybe Heidi can film you, and then we can film me, and then I'll film me or something, and we'll put it together on one video. And, you know, mine can start out, "Hi, I'm not a gunsmith, and I have no idea what I'm doing, but this is what I've done." And then you could come up there and go, "Hi, I am a gunsmith. I'm a good gunsmith. I do a lot of stuff with guns, and this is what I've done." And then we'll have done the same thing except for the can, because I don't have a can.
Right.
What kind of a can do you put on a 45-70 anyway? I've heard that, but they work. They seem to work pretty good. I've seen people shoot those. Takes it down quite a bit.
I'm gonna run my GM45 for right now. My GemTech GM45, but eventually, what I'll probably end up doing is just building a can for it because, well, I can do that.
Yeah, because he's an FFL and a builder, and he can do these things and get away with it. And Bill can't because he's just a radio guy, and even if he could, he doesn't know how. Well, I
will
look
ask you, did you have to take the rear side off when you put the rib on?
Yes.
Okay, I thought so.
It's already tapped for that. It's already tapped for everything. It just screws right on. Everything's already lined up when you get it. It's good to go. That's why I recommend it. Well, we're running out of time.
Pictures online.
Yeah. But we are running out of time. So I look forward to seeing your build. Thank you for shifting and giving me the time of day and all that other stuff. And, you know, as usual, Chambers Custom, go check them out. You can find them on Instagram at Chambers Custom. YouTube is Chambers Custom. Facebook at Chambers Custom. ChambersCustom.com. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Coming up next, Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.